This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 15, Time Boxing, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey, welcome. It is the day after Christmas, also known as Boxing Day. Fun fact, in South Africa, Boxing Day was renamed Day of Goodwill. And it was named Boxing Day in the first place because traditionally, servants and tradesmen would receive gifts from their bosses on this day. And as a servant to you, the listener, I ask that you visit my site at oldpodcast.com. And now there is a new button on there to contribute to this show since this podcast loses a few hundred dollars every month. But you can also visit my site to join my short and sweet weekly newsletter for tips and great finds on how to better optimize your life. So please do check that out at oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com. But enough of that. Today I'm reading a post to you from Steve Pavlina, and it's about a time management technique called time boxing. And it's pure coincidence that it has boxing in the name and today's Boxing Day. I actually picked it because if you're anything like me, you could use some time management techniques around the holidays. So hopefully it's applicable for you also. And let's get on with it and start optimizing your life. Time Boxing by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. Time boxing is a simple time management technique I use often. I first learned about it in software development terms. Let's say you have a fixed deadline for a new product you need to release, such as an annual upgrade to software for calculating income taxes. You must have a new version ready by a certain date. So you probably use time boxing for your development cycle, meaning that you do the best job you can within the time available. What new features you can implement are totally determined by the time frame. Slipping the schedule is simply not an option, so if you get behind, you must cut features. In terms of managing your own tasks, time boxing can be a helpful technique. I primarily use it in two different ways. First, let's say you want to get something done, but there's a risk it could end up taking far more time than it's worth because it's the kind of task where you might exhibit perfectionist tendencies. So you give yourself a specific amount of time, which you won't go over, and you simply do the best job you can within that time. As an example, I use time boxing when doing my Christmas shopping each year. I usually allocate a total of 2 hours to the task, which for me involves buying gifts for 8 people. My wife handles the rest. I decide in advance what kind of gift I should get each person on my list, and then I order as much as I can online and then head off to the local mall, where I zoom from one store to the next, picking up gifts as I go. I also usually take advantage of my flexible schedule, doing the shopping on a weekday morning when the stores aren't busy and I don't have to wait in line. So I'm in and out with everyone's gifts in under 2 hours. I know some people love holiday shopping, and taking multiple trips to browse is fine if it's something you enjoy. But if you're shopping challenged like me, and you're no more likely to get gifts that are any better if you invest an extra 10 hours in the task, then it may be best to simply resign yourself to doing the best job you can within the time you have available. The second way I use time boxing is when I have a task or project that I wish to complete, but I don't really know where to begin, or it seems like it's going to be a long time before I can finish a meaningful chunk. Or maybe it's something I find really tedious and would have a tendency to procrastinate on. Then I use time boxing to simply commit to working on the task for a given period of time to make a dent in it. I normally use a period in the range of 30 to 120 minutes. I release any concern about reaching a particular milestone within that time. I simply commit to putting in the time, regardless of how far I get. An example where I use this approach would be when I'm writing a new article. Finishing a complete article will usually take me 3 to 8 hours. Sometimes I can complete an article in a single stretch, but most of the time I'll stretch it over multiple sessions. So I use time boxing to just put a dent in the article and get started, committing myself to writing for 1 to 2 hours without worrying about how far I get. Then I just repeat the process until the work is complete. A side effect of this last method is that I'll often end up working much longer than I originally intended. If I commit to working on a tedious task for just 30 minutes, it's easy to get started because I've given myself permission to stop after only 30 minutes. But once I've overcome that inertia and am now focused on the task, 90 minutes may pass before I even feel the desire to stop. Time boxing's ability to circumvent perfectionism and avoid procrastination makes it a useful time management technique. I even used it for this blog entry, and now that my wife has returned home with a dinner and movie rental, it's time to say goodbye. You just listened to the post titled Time Boxing by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. So that was a nice and quick post about a little technique that could help you get things done. Once again, if you enjoy the show and or want to contribute to help keep this podcast alive, you can visit me online at oldpodcast.com and also join my weekly newsletter there for more tips and a free gift. And I think I'll leave it at that for today. I know you guys are busy. I want to keep these nice and quick for you. So thank you for joining me for episode 15, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.